April 7th is the first ever Living Donor Day. Local advocates for those in need of life-saving organ transplants marked the event by asking people to register to donate a kidney. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more.
Cliff O'Connell's future was once pretty murky. By 2019, he'd had kidney disease for 14 years.
Am I going to be on dialysis? Am I going to have to stop working? Because I work 70, 80 hours a week, and I couldn't picture just sitting around.
He needed a transplant, and if you're getting one, Kerry Rancourt says dialysis can impact your prognosis.
Your best option is to get transplanted quickly, ideally before ever needing to start dialysis, and that's only really an option with living donation.
Rancourt is Hartford Hospital's living donor transplant coordinator. She says there's traditionally an emphasis on donor registration for when people die. That list, one O'Connell was relying on, can be 5 to 7 years long, time he didn't have.
Once I hit a certain percentage of kidney function being down to like 15%, we started the whole process. And within 6 months, I had the transplant.
To find a living donor, he and his wife put advertisements on the web, on the Journal of O'Connell's Electrical Union, on their cars. And as that played out, a family friend stepped up. Joanne Denault called up Rancourt's team at Hartford Hospital and got tested.
The results came back and I was a match.
But that wasn't the end of the saga. Her kidney was too small, so Rancourt's living donor transplant unit had to get creative.
We approached them with the option to enter into an exchange program as a compatible pair. And we were able to basically help find Cliff a larger kidney that would give him better outcomes and have lower surgical risks, and allow Joanne to donate to someone else who was maybe harder to find a match for.
So O'Connell got a new kidney, and for that, he gives Denault the credit.
I owe her my life. There's nothing else that could be said. It's so generous of her to do that.
Prospective donors can visit hartfordhospital.org/livingdonation for more information. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.